Mitchell Moses, mate, we're on the eve of the new NRL season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty excited to get it started. The boys are, young boys have got a trial tonight, so I'll get out there after this and see how they're going. And yeah, can't wait to start watching the footy, I guess.
At this time of year, we know everyone's flying in the off season. Pick one player from the Eels, though, who you actually think is genuinely flying and is set for a big season.
Genuinely flying. It's the same man every year for us. Clint Gutherson. He's the world's fittest man alive, and no one comes close to him. Actually, you know what? Dylan Brown's actually come pretty close to him this off season. Mm. He's been right up there, and he's been training pretty well. So I'll say those two players.
Okay, nice. Aside from the Eels, which team do you think presents the biggest threat to winning the comp this year?
I think you've got to give, you know, it's the Storm and the Roosters again. I think, you know, actually also the Rabbitohs. You know, they've got, those three teams are right up there, and I couldn't really pick one there, but yeah, those three teams are going to be up there. They've got a great roster, and I think the footy that they played last year was pretty special, and I think they'll do that again.
So you're saying the Panthers are no chance?
Panthers, yeah, I forgot about them.
No.
I lost a couple of players, so.
Yeah, okay.
I'll put it down there.
Now, Mitchell, have you had a COVID test?
Nah, never.
You've never had the COVID test? It's very uncomfortable. They shove a cotton swab all the way up your nose.
Yeah, we're not going to do one now.
We're not going to do one, but we are going to do a verbal COVID test. I'm going to ask you some uncomfortable questions, all right?
Yeah.
Please don't get angry at me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. Given what James Tedesco has gone on to achieve at the Roosters, do you blame yourself for holding him back at the West Tigers?
I think I've said this before, to be honest. Okay. It was after he got his Dally M, I think. I said that exact thing, and I go, geez, maybe it was me holding him back.
Yep.
So once he left, bang, straight away.
Okay.
So
you do blame yourself.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk haircuts. I've had a look through the archives.
Yeah.
You have had the same haircut since your debut.
No, I haven't.
You have.
Short. I've shaved my head plenty of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, in every single season profile picture.
Maybe the profile, yeah. But, you know, I'll go through a couple stages where if I want to play a bit, throw my head in and everything, I go for the shaved head look. So
a bit harder.
Tougher.
Yeah.
Not the toughest player.
What about like a Todd Carney style, like just one blonde streak down the middle?
I don't have that in me, man.
You don't know?
I don't have that leeriness in me, I don't think. So.
Okay.
I'm not like that.
Okay. One-on-one. You got to tackle Mike Acevo or Junior Paulo. They're running full tilt.
I don't know. I'm not going Junior. Not Junior.
Mike
Acevo. I'm going Micah. Yeah. I can't tackle Junior. Junior's too big.
Would Brad Arthur ever actually put you in danger and make you tackle Mike?
I've done it before.
You tackle Mike Acevo, one out.
Well, not really one out, but we did a drill at training, and there was about three of us, and Micah had to have carry the ball. Mm. And Micah has not even looked at the other two. He's just come straight at me. And he launched me about 5 metres. And I've just gone, yeah. What do you want me to do? I couldn't do anything.
But you stayed conscious, which means you got one up on Teddy.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. sorry, Teddy.
He's
not
India.
You're not here. You're not here. When was the last time you made Brad Arthur smile?
Every day, I reckon.
You just make him smile.
Yeah,
every day.
We get into it. I reckon me and Gutho have a big chance at making him smile pretty much every day.
Right. And before we go, now Triple M looking for some new street teamers at the moment. Does Isaac need a gig?
Maybe, mate. You might have to give him a call and see what happens.
I'm not talking. Mitchell Moses, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I was so scared to ask you that question.